This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. In this interview, we get more reaction about the new research designation for Arkansas State University due to the amount of research activity going on at A-State. I talk with Dr. Tom Risch, who's the Interim Associate Vice Chancellor of Research and Interim Executive Director of the Arkansas Biosciences Institute at Arkansas State, and Emily Devereaux, who's Executive Director of Research and Technology Transfer. I asked Dr. Risch what this designation means for research at A-State.
The Carnegie Classification of Institutions of Higher Education is this organization that will rank all U.S. institutions based on research activity. And they use two criteria for that. They use graduate degrees and research activity, so dollars spent on research. They've reclassified us as now an R2, which is a doctoral university with very high research activity. So this gives us a certain status and recognition as a research institution and puts us in a peer group where we felt for years that we belong and now we're recognized. Some of our peers at this level include Baylor University, Boise State, and then some flagship universities from other states, including the University of Montana, University of Idaho, and University of Maine, for some examples. So this really solidifies where we felt we were operating for the last several years. And it's been momentum that's been built up by the hard work of faculty and ultimately students. The students are the drivers of our research programs.
And so tell us about how you all were able to get to this point.
Well, as far as our research development has played into the R2 designation, especially over the past 4 years, we've seen a research and development funding growth. We have really worked to grow capacity. We've been going out. We meet with other universities. We meet with potential collaborators. We tie our faculty with potential collaborators. We have to build capacity in order to grow research programs and to gain that institutional commitment perspective for the federal and state agencies of which we apply for funding. So it's been really a strategic approach to keep growing our research because we wanted to be prepared for when the opportunity struck, you know, for a research designation. And it's all in the process. We've learned a lot in the process. We've grown through the process. And we want to keep that momentum going forward to keep bringing in those research dollars in order to support what the faculty and the professional staff that do the programs on campus do within their research and creativity and what that provides for the student opportunities for their growth.
And so with this, about how many different programs do you have way of research, you know?
So we have research programs all over campus. So one of the things that really added to our leap as an R2 institution are the professional doctorate programs that have been developed over the years, most notably in the College of Nursing mm-hmm. and Health Professionals. So our doctorate in OT, our doctorate in PT, we have a nurse anesthesia program. These all were now counted as doctoral degrees by Carnegie. And that really helped change us, and we really jumped. We jumped two classifications with this new release by Carnegie. So over the years, the College of Science and Math has been very, very active with research. So it was in the late 90s when they first developed the Environmental Sciences PhD program. So that was the first PhD or doctorate level, PhD specifically, on our campus. And that was multidisciplinary, so all the colleges, business, social sciences, all contributed at that time. But in many ways, it was anchored out of the College of Science and Math. And when they built ABI, the building on campus, they released our second science PhD program, and that was the molecular biosciences program. The other PhD program that we have on campus is our Heritage Studies program that is anchored in social sciences, has a strong history, literature, English kind of component to it. So those traditionally, or over the last 20 years at this point, were our three PhD programs on campus. Now we've added to the classification, these professional doctorate programs out of the College of Nursing and also out of the College of Education with the doctorates that they offer. So suddenly we were given the news that we've been reclassified as a doctoral institution. And again, since there's been so many faculty involved over the years, we've thought of ourselves this way. And now we've been recognized, and it's very satisfying.
Dr. Tom Risch and Emily Devereaux joining me here on Created State Podcast on KASU. So, Emily, what does this designation mean as we're talking about? Because, you know, the whole goal of the show has been to talk about how, when we talk about the different research collaborative projects, what it means by way of really going into the community and that. How does this help in being able to move that forward?
Well, it helps visualize those footprints, you know, that research brings. We've put our footprints, you know, within campus, and we now, you know, we have our footprints external to campus, our community partners, our industrial partners, the agencies. We have really been fortunate to have collaborative partners that have helped us grow our research programs. And now that we have this R2 designation, other collaborators will be looking to us as we've looked to other research institutions for collaborations. And that will help us keep moving forward as well. And it just expands those footprints that we leave with research and bringing those students into research and exposing them to this broad network that we have been structuring and solidifying that helps their growth, both professionally, academically, and what they go on to do, and then now how they bring that back to Arkansas State as well.
Right. Dr. Risch, how does this designation help by way of, obviously this is exciting, this is something you can use, I would imagine, in not only being able to recruit and retain students, but also faculty as well, I would imagine.
That's right. So you'll often hear young professionals looking for that job saying, I'm only interested in going to a research institution. So sometimes that can be driven by the desire to mentor PhD students and create more professors. You know, you want to be that mentor for the next generation. So we've had that, but that might be a little harder to find when people are on the job market. These Carnegie Institution rankings are very well known and easy to find. So now students or faculty looking for positions will say, hey, I want to go to a research institution. When they see our ad, they'll go, wow, that's the kind of institution that I want to go to both be a great teacher and be an active researcher.
Right. And I know you're excited about that.
Oh, absolutely. It grows the faculty that want to interact, you know, especially with research and technology transfer and the services that we provide. And it helps us to really help bring new services and new ideas and new programs and initiatives for both faculty and students.
Not only does faculty play a part in the research, but I know staff does as well. And by way of kind of bringing in some of the money and all that, can kind of talk about how it all is kind of a circle by way of what faculty and staff do to kind of work together in the research part of this, if you don't mind, please.
Definitely. We are blessed at A-State with a broad expertise of professional staff on campus. We have professional staff within the colleges, within the programs that direct these programs, that they're executives of the programs. They write grants, and they bring in federal research and development funds in order to provide the programs for the students. And that, in turn, supports the research and gets those students into research, and that is where we see a full circle. Also, within the research administration, we work hard. We're tasked with developing research, growing those collaborations, working with other institutions and other partners to really help grow ideas and match people and bring together our strengths to the table and see where those holes are to grow those partnerships. And we work day in and day out with the agencies. We work with federal agencies, different sponsors, and state agencies their chief grants research officers and program officers to really work to align research with their funding interests, because that's important. We want to introduce faculty to some of the areas that they're interested in that they could get dollars for. So it's a very strategic operation.
Dr. Risch?
Yeah, so we're very lucky to have this fantastic staff that works with us. So the CARES deans and directors that help organize these research efforts know how lucky we are to have this professional staff that helps us do this. And recently, through Emily's leadership and some of the leadership out of development, we've really done this unique partnership between our development office and our research office. So now we have a strategy for foundation grants that come out of development, where most universities, these two arms won't be talking to each other. But Jessica Blackburn over in development will call up Emily and say, hey, I got this wildlife grant. What people should I focus this at? And it goes directly to the researchers that are most interested in this kind of thing. We get more grant submissions and we get more opportunities for students as a result.
Do you think that having this designation will just be one more way of being able to get more grant money and grant dollars to be able to do much more research? Does this help in that regard?
It does, theoretically. And some of the research that I'm actually working on for my doctoral degree is administrative capacity and institutional commitment perspective of grant funding review panels toward proposals. So they look at what type of institutional commitment does the institution provide for this research and to carry it out. What's the investor going to gain from, you know, giving us that money in order to turn it around into deliverables? Also, that administrative capacity, both from research administration, advancement, you know, in those cases, the colleges, the departments, you know, up through the administrative, you know, levels, what are they going to provide in order for the faculty to carry out their research?
Right. You're listening to the Created State podcast here on KASU. Speaking of Created State, more research opportunities, definitely more podcast opportunities as well as we talk about this, but Created State as well. I mean, you've got to be really excited about the future of what this will mean for Created State.
Absolutely. You know, and like we say, Created State is more than just within Arkansas State. It's our community. It's, you know, how we have built that footprint of how our regional engagement grows the community and Northeast Arkansas and Arkansas as a whole, because we have, you know, collaborative efforts from all over the state. We have students that come all over. And this provides more visualization. It provides more possible opportunities as we bring in more funding and work on some more projects as we keep that momentum moving forward. And we'll just keep moving forward with our student growth and getting them involved in ways with industry as well, and new opportunities within our city government and with other partners, other institutions. Growing those experiences is what is important.
Yeah, along those lines, we can't be more thankful for the members of the community that get involved with Created A State and lend a hand with the judging. And also the way this gets the word out about what we're doing on campus is invaluable. People come and they see the students' research and they say, wow, you wouldn't believe what they're doing over there. And then we get the healthcare industry involved, we get agriculture involved, we get manufacturing involved. And that's how universities can really make an impact in their local community. When we get together and make these academic partnerships with these local community members and industry, city government, as Emily mentioned, and we use our expertise to help them solve their problems. That's how communities move forward and we create a better quality of life for Arkansans.
Which I guess is one of the reasons why you would say, you know, this is why this is a big deal for research, have a research university, because it all goes back into the community.
It does. And it also attracts other industry and small businesses to the area, because they see that university within the research and technology transfer activities as expertise, as as resources to fill in what they need in order to grow their business or fill their industry with the qualified positions and to do the research and keep growing and progressing and, you know, staying that step ahead.
Before we let y'all run, anything else you'd like to add about this? Dr. Risch, I'll ask you first.
Sure. So there's great reasons why students should go to a research institution. You get opportunities that you don't get at smaller institutions. It might not be right for each and every student, but that students that are interested in this get all sorts of exposure to leading experts in their fields. So there's this stereotype about professors that are interested in research not caring about teaching. Most of the times, nothing can be farther from the truth. You take a look at our institution that's emerged as a research institution. That means we have faculty that have been going the extra mile, have been doing this research above and beyond their teaching. Initially, it wasn't credited for anything, but they did it because they were passionate. And these are passionate people that bring that same passion into the classroom. Students will have those people on a daily basis in their classrooms learning from them. These same people, these same researchers are reading the literature daily because they're keeping abreast of their field. So they can be teaching in their classroom what hit the literature that morning. So students are literally up to date on what's going on with their research. There's a tremendous energy that can come with research. So when a faculty makes a breakthrough in their research program, when I go into their office, they'll spin their monitor around and go, look at this, look at this, look at this. And then they'll bring that same excitement and enthusiasm into the classroom. Those are the professors you want if you're a student. There's no doubt about it. There's some obvious things that students can get from this, too. They get exposures to internships and research opportunities in people's labs. Some of the more subtle things that research institutions like Arkansas State University bring are more majors that are more finely grained. So I'm familiar with biological sciences. I can use that for example. You can come to Arkansas State University and major in biotechnology. So we have researchers that are engaged at that over at the Arkansas Biosciences Institute that are doing cutting-edge work, and it's reflected in an entire major. Okay, and as far as the, like, fine differences, we have an environmental science degrees and we have an environmental studies degree. Okay, so they seem very fine differences, but they would attract very different kinds of students. Research universities allow that. Also, along the lines of community involvement and attracting industry, when you think about a research institution, you think about state-of-the-art facilities. So we have that on campus. Again, ABI is a fantastic example. Mm-hmm. So if you're involved in cutting edge research that's commercialized, plant genomic testing comes to mind, you know that you could set up your company in ABI in our small business incubator and have all these advantages of being in a research university town. So I'll stop because I can go on and on. We're really excited about this new designation because it gives us a chance to talk about what's been going on, how students can benefit, how the community benefits, and also, very importantly, thank the faculty for all their hard work and thank the professional staff that have made this all possible.
It's an exciting time to be at Arkansas State, Emily.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, to build off of what Tom said, research is teaching. And as we see, too, with Create at State, the faculty talk about how they learn from the students, you know, while they're doing research together. And the students talk about what they're learning from the faculty. So research really is a two-way street where they learn from each other. And I also look at it as, you know, with us being an R2 now, you know, all of our sister campuses, our two-year campuses, those students see that opportunity to come and finish out, you know, a bachelor's or get involved in research here on the four-year campus. And it also provides more opportunity for faculty between our campuses to work together and keep building those strong programs and curriculums.
Yeah, and with those partnerships that Dr. Danfus has put together by way of you know, with that really does help a way of being able to say, if you've got something going on at ASU Mountain Home or ASU BB or ASU Newport or Mid-South, it can definitely carry over, you know, in that regard here at Arkansas State.
Absolutely. We're about to start taking out our student researchers to our sister campuses to talk about their research, the students talking to the other students about the research that they're doing and how they can get involved in that research and come to campus after they graduate.
And that's just a win-win, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And again, when you're a research institution, you create this kind of tiered system of peer mentors. So let's say somebody comes in from Mountain Home. They'll be sitting next to someone in the classroom that's probably involved in research. That person could be working with a graduate student who's doing cutting-edge research and working with experts around the world. So you have this near-peer situation that we create through research activity where sometimes, you know, someone transfers in, it's their first day on campus. They might not go approach the professor and say, hey, you know, I want to get involved in research. But the person sitting next to them in class, if they go, hey, how did you get involved in this? And that person will say, well, I can introduce you to the grad student I'm working on. We're always looking for help. And it's a really unique style of teaching. That one-on-one, hands-on, research-based teaching is very different. And I think students, when they look for an institution, that should be a unique identifier of what they're looking for. How am I going to learn cutting-edge techniques? Performance, whatever it may be, from an expert on a one-on-one situation.
That's Dr. Tom Risch, the Interim Associate Vice Chancellor of Research at Arkansas State and also the Interim Executive Director of the Arkansas Biosciences Institute, and Emily Devereaux, who is Executive Director of Research and Technology Transfer at Arkansas State University. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Create It State podcast at the Create It State podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play, where you can listen on the NPR app. Please tell others about the Create It State podcast and leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. You've been listening to the Create It State podcast on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.